Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. You say, I just can't memorize Bible verses. Let me ask you this. What's your phone number? What's your address? Some of you can even recall more difficult facts. Yes, you can memorize. Everyone can memorize Scripture. It's a common fallacy among Christians that the ability to remember passages of the Bible is a special ability bestowed upon a chosen few. We hear a preacher quoting lengthy chapters and we sigh wistfully, "Oh, I wish I had that gift." That's a big mistake. The great question we have is, not can I memorize Scripture, but do I want to memorize it? If our desire to do it is strong enough, we will surely succeed. Our lesson at this time on the Emmaus Bible Hour, if you haven't guessed, is on memorizing Scripture. This is Lesson 3 in the course, Guide to Christian Growth. We're on page 1 of that lesson. If you'd like information on obtaining this entire course of 12 lessons, have pencil and paper ready at the close of the program. Why should Christians be interested in committing Bible portions to memory? There are many reasons, but let's just think of a few. First, it is a sacred deposit for time and eternity. Any Bible knowledge you gain down here will go with you into heaven. Many other forms of learning will be quite useless in heaven, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. That's a quotation from 1 Peter 1, verse 25. Second, it is an aid to holy living. The psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Psalm 119, 11. You remember how the Lord Jesus met the temptations of Satan in the wilderness? He quoted Scripture. He quoted from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. The enemy always flees when we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, on him. Third, it is a means of guidance. That's what the psalmist meant when he said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and the light unto my path." Psalm 119 and verse 105. We've quoted twice now from Psalm 119. You'll find this a good psalm to read, yes, and memorize. It emphasizes the great value of the Word of God. That last reference was Psalm 119, 105. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and the light unto my path." The lamp and the light tell where to place the next step. That's just what the Bible will do if we've treasured it in our memories. Fourth, it is an invaluable help in winning others to Christ. It is not our own words that really matter in pointing souls to the Savior. It is the Word of God, which according to Hebrews 4:12, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Was Hebrews 4:12. Finally, memorizing Scripture is a wonderful source of comfort. Oftentimes, situations arise in life where we are not able to read the Bible. If, however, we have memorized its precious promises, they will speak comfort to us at every time of need. If a Christian really wants to memorize Scripture, but finds it too difficult, what should he do? There is a tested and proved answer. Pray about it. Tell the Lord that you want to memorize verses of the Bible for His glory, and He will give you the needed help. As the music plays, why not look up Psalm 37:4 and claim it? That's Psalm 37 and verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Thank you. You are listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour, and we're talking about memorizing Scripture, a very important exercise. This is Lesson 3 in the course, Guide to Christian Growth. The lesson is titled, Thy Word Have I Hid in My Heart. Remember, this entire set of lessons is available in book form. Listen for details on how to get the course and also our address at the close of the program. Now let's answer the question, what to memorize? First of all, we'd suggest that you begin memorizing in the King James Version of the Bible. This is a suggestion. Other versions might be more exact in places, but the Authorized Version remains the most commonly used in many places. In choosing a Bible version, it's therefore wise to memorize the version with which people are most familiar and with which they will most readily recognize. The beginner will probably want to start with single Bible verses. He may choose a series of basic gospel verses, a selection of precious promises, or a group of verses dealing with a particular Bible subject, and then learn them one by one. From there, he can advance to chapter memory. Some favorite choices in this classification are Psalm 23, Isaiah 53, the Gospel of John, chapters 1 and 17, 1 Corinthians 13, Hebrews chapters 1 and 11. And then there's the memorization of complete books of the Bible. This is one of the finest ways of really understanding the message of the book. Few methods of study yield greater returns. Now, the big problem is, how can I memorize? What's the best method to use? First of all, let's be very clear on this one point. There is no easy road or shortcut. Many excellent memory systems and devices are on sale, but they all spell hard work. If you face the project with this in mind, you will not be disappointed or become discouraged. The next step is to purchase a set of small blank cards. The size is not important. We'd suggest that each card measure about 3 inches by 2 inches. Write the verse on one side and the reference on the other. Cards already printed in this manner are available. However, there are definite advantages in preparing your own. The very act of writing out the verse helps to fix the words in your mind. You remember 10% of what you hear, 50% of what you see, 70% of what you say, and 90% of what you do. Then take the card and read it over and over again. Notice the exact wording of the text. Learn it right the first time. Every time you read the verse, read the reference too. Read it out loud if possible. In this way, you get the message through the eye gate and the ear gate. With constant repetition, you will soon have to refer less and less to the card. But do not think that your work is ended when you can say the verse and reference without the card. You still must review it constantly. As you advance to new verses, be sure to go back over those that you've learned. Look at the verse and see if you can give the reference. Next time, look at the reference and see if you can repeat the verse. Ask some friend to check you as you recite your verses to him. And now a word of caution. In your first burst of enthusiasm, do not try to memorize too much at once. It is better to master one verse a day than to attempt several and then give up. If you learn one verse a day and review those that you've previously committed to memory, you will know 365 verses of the Holy Bible in a year. You will have formed a pleasant and profitable habit that no longer seems so difficult. Some have proved that even memorizing a verse a day is too much if there is to be adequate review. We suggest learning 3 verses a week and reviewing at least 20 a day. That's 3 verses a week, and then reviewing 20 a day. Accuracy should not be sacrificed for the sake of quantity. One final question. When shall I memorize? The ideal way is to set a definite time each day, perhaps in connection with your Bible reading. A verse learned in the morning is excellent for meditation through the day. And then there are spare moments, riding on a train, plane, or bus, waiting for an appointment, or during recesses or lunch hours. These odd times can all be made to count for God and eternity. Take out your set of cards with verses on them and go to work. Finally, scripture memory can become a happy occupation when we're gathered with family or friends for meals. With each person striving to master the text selected for memorization, a healthful spirit of competition is injected. Also, a discussion of the meaning of the verses is often stimulating. Now, nothing that we've talked about will do any good unless it's put into practice. On the other hand, you will be rewarded both in this life and in the life to come if you hide God's word in your heart. So start to work on scripture memorization today. We've just been looking at Lesson 3 in the course, Guide to Christian Growth. This is a correspondence course from the Emmaus Bible School. Stay tuned for our address. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.